Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The unlimited nature of the human potential that's not in just some of us, but is in all of us. And there is a powerful saying that as you let your light shine, you subconsciously or unconsciously give others the motivation and the right and the inspiration to let theirs shine. The I can do it too, that you can do it too approach to life. That has made many greats throughout history. Considering that the Wright brothers who put the airplane in the sky were bicycle mechanics, and considering that Einstein never spoke until he was seven, and many, many other amazing stories of people who have decided that they will go further than the dictates of their environment or the limits of their weaker mind to untap amazing potential that we are still benefiting from today. That courage to believe and proceed. That courage to push on out there and to create that which is on their heart. And your desires, one of the most important things to know as you set a larger vision for your life, that your desires are indication of your potential. Whatever you desire, that which burns in you is an indication of your potential. If you never had those potential, you would not have had those desires. And unless you bring yourself out of the black and white, matrix, regular, humdrum, normal spans of life, unless you bring yourself out of that to realize that there is much more to life. Life has more depth. If you never do that, you'll never achieve your full potential. And your full potential is inextricably linked to your happiness. What you came here for? Why are you here? You're not here to just survive. You're here to thrive and to give back to something that you have taken so much from. You get to be a part of this entire universe. You get to enjoy the best times in the history of the planet. And you have a contribution to make. Those before you and those who continue to play a part in this thing needs or to show your respect to them and to deliver as a human being and to respect yourself is to release your art into the world. Whatever it is that it is that is yours, that you think you should be doing, do it. Do just a little bit, figure out some more. Do a little bit more, do a little bit more, and keep going. Do not die with your song unsung. They say that the richest place on the earth is not the gold mines or the oil mines, is the graveyard where hundreds of thousands and millions of potential buried without coming to manifestation. This morning I want to talk to you about getting out and getting up. I want to highlight 3 points. If you're going through something, if you are trying to get somewhere, if you are trying to get out of something, the golden point to accept is that you cannot wish your way out. You cannot wish your way up. You cannot wish your way through. However it plays out for you, you have got to act your way out. It's all in the actions you take. There are many different types of actions, but we won't get into that today. But it's the actions you take that will be your saving grace. There's a time for wishing. There's a time for thinking. There's a time for contemplating. There's a time for reflecting. But at some point, it has to get to action. Where there is no action, nothing happens. People think they stay stagnant, or they maintain, or they break even, or they're holding strain. No, you either go forward or you go backward by default. One writer said stability died in the Cold War. There's no stability. You're either going up or you're going back by default. The thing is that most times, the default going back, it's not evident and obvious in the present. And then it's happening in the background, and one morning you wake up and you have made 10, 15, 20 steps backward. Something come and throw you off your game because you have not grown to the level where you can withstand whatever is happening in the external world. Now, when you are acting your way out, or acting your way up, or acting your way through something, getting to another level, getting out of something, a decision need to be made. And that's my main point today. And I want to wrap it up right here so that you understand and you get this concept. A decision need to be made about your course of action. A decision. Once you have thought it through, once you have figured out your course of action, you want to make a decision about the course of action that you'll take. The golden point that I'm going to leave you with on that decision is, not every decision that you make you will be happy making. Put it another way, not every good decision, not every right decision, not every powerful decision is going to be the comfortable decision. You might have to make it with tears in your eyes. You might have to make it with a nervous feeling in your stomach. You might have to make it shaking. You might have to make it in being overrun by fear and apprehension. You might have to make it. But don't use the way you feel about a decision to assess whether or not you should or should not make that decision. Don't believe that the right decision always feels good. Most times there's pain. Most times there's pain in the right decisions. You've got to be willing to absorb that pain, to push through that pain for the lasting relief, comfort, and happiness that you want. So my message today is quite simple and clear. Whether you're trying to go up, you're trying to get out, or you're trying to get through something, action is what's going to take you there. The action that you need to make, you're going to have to make a decision about that action, the right courses of action, or the right course of action. And when you stand in the middle of that moment to make that decision, erase it from your mind that you will be comfortable making that decision. Because comfort is the enemy, and not every right decision is going to be a comfortable one. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good one.